Crack in the World. Season 1, Our World. Episode 1, The Protector and the Conduit. Poem 3, The Protector. Shots were fired into the air, making the crowd scatter quick. Jayshawn pulled her through an alleyway that, with people, was less thick. They rounded a bend and came to his house. He fumbled around for his keys. He unlocked the door, and they stepped inside. Would you tell me, please? Why is Agent Smith there? And why is he mad at you? What in God's green earth? And Sam Hill, did you do? Why did you bring me here? Did you pick that lock? What? Jayshawn said. His confidence rocked. What are you talking about? Are you mental or something? Why in the world was that man coming at you like that? With gun in hand. You have her eyes. Do you know the plan? Do I sound like I know? Some secret plan. And who is she? Do you mean my Gram? Just then, the lock on the door was shot. And the gunman kicked right in. Jayshawn disarmed the man in a second, twisting his wrist, breaking the limb. He slammed him to the ground and got on top. With his forearm, he choked the gunman out. He rose and took the gun in hand. You better tell me right now. Who are you, girl, and what is this plan? Jayshawn began to tie up the gunman who'd been chasing her. She looked frightened and worried, and struck with awe, but definitely sure that she could trust Jayshawn with her life. He just saved her right here. She took a deep breath to calm her nerves and silence any lingering fear. Was your grandmother, Lydia Grogan? And what are you doing there? Jayshawn had picked up his phone to call the police and get them there. I'm calling the fuzz. What's it look like? Oh, please, don't call them now. Girl, you must be hella insane. You think I'm gonna stop now? The woman grabbed the phone from his hand and slammed it on the receiver. Then spoke fast and trembling, spilling out words. Almost like she had a fever. My name is Zoe Wallace. Around here, anyway. But my real name is Siona Ashling. And you saved me this day. I knew your grandmother from years ago. She was my last protector. Now I'm alone, though. Are you her blood, or were you adopted? I guess it doesn't much matter. The job of protector is so simple. Are you done with your chatter? Zoe, is it? You knew my Gram? Yes. She was wonderful to me. She knew our fight to keep Otherworld and this world strong and free from the ripples of the event that caused the rift in time. Whoa, 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 dimensional girl. I think you've lost your mind. I'm calling the cops, whether you like it or not. You can stay, or get out. But don't think of trying anything funny. I ain't afraid to choke you out. Zoe frowned. Her eyes pleaded with him. But she got up and ran. She sprinted past the broken door into the streets of Ballyshannon. Author's note, thank you for listening. Please share these stories with your friends. It is my hope that these stories will feed your hunger for fiction and fellowship, and through them, I can feed my family. Visit joshuadavidling.com for more info. God bless, story warriors.